Merry Christmas and welcome to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge Radio. Usually we delve into one of the older years of recorded sound, but as this is a Christmas episode, we're going to play Christmas music from a certain era instead. This is Christmas music from 1955 until 1961. And as usual, for these special episodes, I'm joined by Theo. So you're looking forward to Christmas? Just a couple of days away now, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
I don't know. The Grinch. The Grinch is not looking forward to Christmas.
I mean, like, hasn't he changed his ways?
I mean, he does at the end. Yeah, that's true. But at the beginning, he hasn't changed his ways, yeah.
But, like, he still did, so.
And The Grinch is a book from the late 50s, which is the era we are in today. So, what do you think 1950s Christmas is going to be like?
Jingle bells rock.
Are we going to hear Jingle Bell Rock? Well,
that's one of my bets on one of the songs we're going to hear today.
Is it? Interesting. Well, maybe we will hear that. Maybe we won't hear that. You'll have to find out. The 1950s is the era of rock and roll. Who's a famous rock and roll singer from the 1950s?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah. So let's hear a song about Elvis. This is a song called I Wanna Spend Christmas with Elvis.
Ever since I heard you singing, ever since I saw you swinging, my heart lit up like a Christmas tree. So please, please, Elvis, spend Christmas with me. But if you won't,
was Marlene Paula and the Billy Van Plank Orchestra with I Wanna Spend Christmas with Elvis. So, Theo, would you like to spend Christmas with Elvis?
No, he's dead. I don't want to spend Christmas with a dead person.
That's a bit morbid. If Elvis was still alive and in his prime.
That's like for alternative.
Do you think Elvis has a good time at Christmas or had a good time at Christmas?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? Well, I will change your mind on that, because he's going to have a blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Elvis Presley, of course, there with Blue Christmas from 1957. So he's not having a great Christmas, is Elvis?
No.
Sounds pretty bad. What's wrong? I think his girlfriend's not there. Yeah.
Dan.
Yeah, he can't see his girlfriend. Well, his wife, Priscilla Presley, was his wife.
So he can't see his girlfriend, but he has a wife?
No, later she'd be his wife.
Oh. I thought it was like the same time.
Well, I don't know about Elvis's personal life, but I think he, I don't think he was a bad guy like that. All right, so Elvis is having a blue Christmas because his girlfriend's not there. Let's hear what kind of Christmas George Jones is going to have. He has a new baby for Christmas.
I want a new baby for Christmas. The one with long, pretty hair. I can stand and kiss her, and I know I'll never miss her, because she will always be there. Now, I don't want this old baby for Christmas, so Santa, you know she's not true. She kissed me on a hayride and took me for a sleigh ride, then turned my white Christmas to blue. The people are happy at Christmas time. The children, they're jumping all around. And I don't want to be left out on all of the fun. So, Santa, don't you let me down. I want a new baby for Christmas. So don't you bring me one that's untrue. She'll kiss me on a hayride and take me for a sleigh ride and turn my white Christmas to blue. I want a new baby for Christmas, the one with long, pretty hair. Then I can stand and kiss her, and I know I'll never miss her, because she will always be there. I don't want this old baby for Christmas. Now, Santa, you know she's not true, 'cause she kissed me on a hayride and took me for a sleigh ride, then turned my white Christmas to blue. Yes, the people are happy at Christmas time. The children are jumping all around. And I don't want to be left out on all the fun. So, Santa, don't you let me down. I want a new baby for Christmas. Now, don't you bring me one that's untrue. She'll kiss me on a hayride and take me for a sleigh ride. Turn my white Christmas to blue.
George Jones there with a new baby for Christmas. He means the new girlfriend, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't want a new baby.
Baby girlfriend?
Not a girlfriend who is a baby, but he's just calling his girlfriend baby.
Oh.
You know. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Do people in your generation call their girlfriends baby?
No.
Not really, yeah.
Babe.
Babe? It's a bit like calling them babe, yeah? Same kind of thing. So, he wants to take them on a hayride and a sleigh ride?
Sleigh.
Yeah, sleigh ride. Anyway, that's what he wants to do with his new girlfriend. But as a Christmas present from Father Christmas in a box.
A girl in a box.
Yeah, a bit weird, isn't it?
Santa's weird.
Yeah, I don't think Santa sends that kind of thing, does he?
No, not really.
Let's hear something more about Mr. Santa, shall we? What are you expecting from Santa this year?
To get me lots of presents. Not like last year.
Not like last year? Well, he didn't get you enough presents last year.
He didn't even get me any presents last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, terrible. Okay, so this is from 1961, Lenny D with Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, bring me some toys. Bring Merry Christmas to all girls and boys. And every night I'll go to sleep singing and dream about the presents you'll be bringing. Santa, promise me please, give every reindeer a hug and a squeeze. I'll be good as good can be. Mr. Santa, don't forget me. Mr. Santa,
Santa.
Dear old Saint Nick,
Santa.
Be awful careful and please don't get sick.
Santa.
Put on your coat when breezes are blowing, and when you cross the street, look where you're going. Santa,
Santa.
I love you so.
Santa.
I hope you never get lost in the snow. Take your time when you unpack. Mr. Santa, don't hurry back.
Santa, Santa, Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, now we've been so good. We've washed the dishes and done what we should. Made up the beds, scrubbed up our toesies. We've used the hanky when we've blown our noses. Santa, look at our ears. They're clean as whistles, we're sharper than shears. Now we put you on the spot. Mr. Santa, Santa,
please, please, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa, to you.
That was Lenny D with Mr. Santa from 1961. Sounds a bit like Mr. Sandman, but it's a different song.
What's Mr. Sandman?
That's another song, maybe you don't know. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Dun, dun,
no,
dun, dun.
I don't know.
We watched Back to the Future and it was in Back to the Future. I know the single song that was in the film you watched 5 years ago is not something that I can rely on you knowing. But anyway, that's where you might know it from. Let's hear something that you might know now. This is a hit from 1958 from a singer. She was just 16 years old when she sang this. No. She was 14 years old. She was just 1 year older than your brother.
Whoa.
Yeah. So let's have a listen.
Party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. Bows the party, rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone
that was the very young Brenda Lee with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree from 1958. You've heard that one before, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you hear that before?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I just heard it before.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most likely everywhere.
Mm. Yeah. It's golden era for American Christmas songs, 1950s. So that's an example of their Christmas style from 1958. And it's quite like a lot of other songs at the time where they're just kind of putting rock or rockin' into the names of different songs, you know? Okay, let's have another song that you might be aware of. Do you know a famous film about a snowman at Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's the famous film about a snowman at Christmas?
The Snowman.
No, it's called Frosty the Snowman. It's from the USA. This is Frosty the Snowman, as performed by Ella Fitzgerald. Yep, Ella Fitzgerald with Frosty the Snowman from 1960.
Who's debonair with a tall silk hat? Muffler of wool and a tummy that's fat. King for a day and he loves the roll with a broomstick cane and a heart of gold.
That's Frosty the Snowman. He's a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
So down through the village with the broomstick in his hand.
Running here and there all around the square saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
So the snowman came alive. It's scary, perhaps.
No, it's not.
Would that be scary if a snowman came alive?
I thought Frosty the snowman was alive.
Frosty the snowman came alive. It's like the snowman in the snowman. Very similar. They have like a cartoon in America about Frosty the snowman. Like we have the snowman, they have Frosty the snowman. And in the American one, he saves the day. In the English one, he melts.
Oh.
Yeah. Bit different, yeah. Different attitudes in England and America towards kids' TV, I think. In England, something sad happens. In America, it's all great and fine.
Is it though?
Well, for Frosty the Snowman, he's fine, yeah. What's a special thing that we had this year? In our house, what's a special thing that we had this year we can remember?
A dog.
A dog, a puppy, yeah. So we have a new puppy in our house, and we didn't get him from a shop, because I don't think you get pets from shops, or dogs from shops, at least these days. But this is about a puppy in a shop, and no one's buying him. It's the lonely pup in a Christmas shop.
Soft brown eyes that seem to say, stay a while, I want to play. Would you, could you do, please stop? He's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop. Thank you, lady, thank you, sir. Is there someone else that you'd prefer? He's not selfish, just a flop, though he wags his tail in a Christmas shop. Mr. Santa, if you would send him someone oh so good, someone who will take him home for everyone to see. Christmas time, a Christmas tree with a happy family. Pity him, he's got no pop, he's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop. Mr. Santa, if you would send him someone else so good, someone who will take him home for everyone to see. Christmas time, a Christmas tree with a happy family. Pity him, he's got no pop, he's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop.
So that was Adam Faith with Lonely Pup in a Christmas Shop. Do you feel sorry for the poor puppy? He's alone in a shop at Christmas. No?
No.
Why not?
Because that's how life is.
Really?
That's how it's meant to be.
Do dogs know it's Christmas, after all?
No.
Their dogs don't know it's Christmas. That's we could write a song about that, yeah.
So probably our dog was really confused when we put him in a Christmas suit, that Santa suit.
He was a bit confused and annoyed because it was too small for him, but we got a photo and then he destroyed it. So I think that's a fair deal, basically. He doesn't like Christmas costume, it's true, but you know, we got one photo of him wearing it.
At least
that's what we needed.
We got it
printed out, yeah. That's all we needed to do. Maybe we can make him a better Christmas costume before Christmas.
Yeah.
We can buy him a nice Christmas costume instead of that silly one.
When do you even get that?
I just saw it in the shop and I underestimated how big he was. Much too small for him, yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's for a tiny, tiny dog. Let's hear Ed Cookie Burns with a Yulesville. This is from 1959.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig, wailing, "Have a cool Yule, man." Later, like Dick.
So that was Ed Cookie Burns with Yulesville. It's a modern update of The Night Before Christmas, but for cool people in the 1950s, so using lots of slang that I guess you haven't heard before, Theo.
What was it called? Really high slang, like an airplane.
Yeah, like jive talk in airplane. It was a bit like that, yeah. So have you been good this year, do you think, Thea?
I was well behaved.
You were well behaved, yeah?
I think.
I don't know. Your teacher said it's not bad, yeah? Teachers gave us a good report of your behaviour. Did you do anything really bad this year?
No.
Did you do anything really naughty?
Never.
Never? Well, never? Not never, surely.
Never.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear about a boy who's been really bad and he's getting nothing for Christmas, okay? It's by Stan Freberg. It's called Nothing for Christmas.
I broke my bat on Johnny's head. Somebody snitched on me. I hit a frog in sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. So I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I put a tack on teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. Me. I did a dance on mommy's plants, climbed a tree and tore my pants, filled a sugar bowl with ants, somebody snitched on me. Oh, hurry up. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. Snitched on me. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Next year I'll be going straight. Next year I'll be good. Just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. Somebody. Who's that coming down the chimney with a bag over his shoulder? It's him! It's him! I thought he wasn't coming!
Where's the silverware, little boy?
In a dining room, like I told you!
And the jewelry?
Same place as last time. How about my cut?
The usual?
The usual. Join me on a chorus, okay?
Why not?
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad. Have a good season.
Excellent.
So that was Stan Freberg, a very naughty boy, with Nothing for Christmas. Been pretty bad, yeah?
Yeah, his voice sounded weird.
His voice sounded weird because he's a grown-up pretending to be a child, yeah. What's the worst thing he did, do you think?
Help the robber.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a robber in our house stealing stuff, would you help him?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Whack him up.
You would whack him up. What would you use to whack him up with?
Doorknob.
A doorknob. A door stopper.
Door stopper.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you set the dog on him?
Yeah. Set the dogs on him.
Would you help him plan it and then split the money 50-50 with him?
No, I would like to help him plan it but betray him last minute.
Oh, okay.
So I've earned his trust, yeah?
You earned his trust, but then you broke his trust. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's hear one more thing about Santa Claus. Should we leave out mince pie and sherry for Santa Claus this year?
No.
No, why not?
He's too fat.
He's too fat. I don't know. I think if he, how many houses he eats mince pies in, probably could do with losing a bit of weight. But the thing is, I think Americans, they don't eat mince pies. You know that, yeah?
Why not?
They don't eat mince pies. They don't have Christmas pudding. They don't have Christmas cake that's like ours. All right, so let's hear something else about Father Christmas, or Santa Claus, as he's also known. This is Perry Como with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Here's the man who's gonna tell you why.
I just got back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me in his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping,
he sees you.
Knows when you're awake.
He knows
if you've been bad or good, so be good
for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. The big jolly man in the bright red suit, with his sleigh all full of loot, Santa Claus is coming to town.
So he's making a list, he's checking it twice, and he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. He knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake.
And when he walks, he causes an earthquake.
Is that right? Don't think so. Well, it's mince pies, yeah. Yeah. I think maybe you know that song, of course, yeah? Many different versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You better not die. Okay, that's pretty scary. But you sung some Christmas carols this year, yeah? Which Christmas carols did you sing?
What did I sing? Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, I don't have that.
Silent Night.
Okay, well, let's hear a version of Silent Night. Do you know where Silent Night comes from? Yeah, good. You've got some education about the songs while you were learning them, yeah? All right, so this is a version of Silent Night. Tell me if you think this is as good as your version that you were singing.
Is it German?
That was Arthur Lynns Bigelow, who's the bell ringer at Princeton, I believe, or something like that. Cleveland Tower Carillon. Yeah, he's the bell master at Princeton University, where he was in 1960, and his version of Silent Night. Can you sing Silent Night in German? Go for it, Theo. Let's hear Silent Night in German.
I used to be able to.
Oh, let's hear Carol of the Bells, shall we?
Carol of the Bells,
so you know Carol of the Bells. This is a version of Carol of the Bells by the Three Sons. That's the Three Sons with Carol of the Bells. You know that quite well, yeah? What are you telling me about? What's the first time you heard that?
When I was watching Doctor Who with you.
Was it in Doctor Who?
Yeah, it was on a Christmas special at the end.
Oh, really? I don't remember. The first time I saw it would be on Home Alone. It was on the Home Alone soundtrack. Right. Home Alone came out when I was 10 years old, maybe 11 years old. 11 years old. So just a little bit older than you now, yeah? You've seen Home Alone, yeah?
Home Alone 1 and 2, not 3.
Not 3, because 3 is rubbish,
too
yeah?
Too bad, yeah.
What's your favourite Christmas film, then, would you say? Home Alone or Home Alone 2?
Interstellar.
Interstellar's your favourite Christmas film?
No.
What's Christmassy about Interstellar?
No, I mean, probably, yeah, Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2? Not Home Alone 1?
Home Alone 2.
No. How about The Snowman?
No, Home Alone 1, I mean.
Okay. How about The Snowman?
It's
do you like
film.
Do you like The Snowman?
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon film, yeah.
It's not a film, but it's not, like, 2 hours long.
No, it's, like, half an hour long, but it's still a film.
It's a short film.
It's a short film,
it's
yeah.
It's my favourite short film, that's Christmas.
Yeah, because it's about me, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cap.
Why are you saying Cap? No, what does Cap mean?
Not true.
I don't know. It's true.
Liar.
Didn't you see his present says James, yeah?
Does it?
That's me. His present says James.
That's a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. How many people are called James out there? Let's have a listen to the Ramsey Lewis Trio. This is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Do you know God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen?
No.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Dun, 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 dun. For Jesus Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. That one.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
All right, this is the Ramsey Lewis Trio and their version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Thank you.
That was the Ramsey Lewis Trio with their version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. You heard the tune at the start, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying that's like the music from Sam and Max Hit the Road?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's just because that's jazz, just as they play some kind of cool jazz in that computer game.
Yeah.
That's the only reason, I think.
An old computer game.
Well, it's from 1990s. It's not that old.
It's old.
Oh, yeah. All right, so do you know Duke Ellington?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Who's Duke Ellington?
The singer.
No, okay, not a singer.
Oh, person. It's a person, right?
He's a band leader, like maybe one of the most famous jazz band leaders of all time. And he
so
made...
I'm surprised I know him.
Well, I don't know, because our name, Errington, is a bit like Ellington, isn't it?
No.
Errington, Ellington?
I don't see that.
Pretty similar. Errington, Ellington. Oh, it's pretty similar, isn't it? Surely.
Sure.
So maybe we could have called you Duke instead of Theo. Then you'd be Duke Errington.
I don't want to be called Duke.
No? It's pretty cool to be called Duke, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I've got a friend who's called one of his children Duke. But if I called my son Duke, people would say, why did you make a joke name for your son? So probably couldn't do that, yeah?
Mm.
They probably would. Anyway, this is he made a Christmas album in 1960. Did Duke Ellington, and this is one of the songs from his Christmas album. It's called Sugar Rum Cherry. See if you recognise the tune.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Duke Ellington with Sugar Rum Cherry from 1960. Did you recognise that tune?
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't place it, I'm sure. Yeah.
What?
You can't tell me what the tune is. It's called Sugar Rum Cherry because it's the Sugar Plum Fairy.
I know the Sugar Plum Fairy.
It's the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
I know the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Who's the Sugar Plum Fairy?
It's a ballet.
Well, it's from a ballet by Tchaikovsky, yeah. Exactly.
He's a famous Russian composer.
Yes, famous Russian composer.
We're doing about the Sugar Plum Fairy in reading.
Oh, really? Okay, well, there you go. So, yeah, the famous Russian composer, but that's the jazz version of it by Duke Ellington from 1960. All right, let's have a version of another hymn now. This is Away in a Manger, a version by Nat King Cole from 1960.
Laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
So that was the Nat King Cole's version of Away in a Manger. It's the first time you've heard Nat King Cole's voice, maybe?
Yeah.
So what do you think of Nat King Cole's voice? We say it's a very smooth voice.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but normally we'd say Nat King Cole's the smoothest voice of all time.
Definitely did not butter it.
Didn't butter? Didn't butter your crumpets?
Yeah. Crumpets.
Didn't butter your trumpets either. Nothing buttered.
It's not good having butter in your trumpets.
Well, maybe that makes some kind of a unique noise that we could have.
Really loud and hurts your ears.
Okay. I'm going to have somebody now who doesn't like Christmas. You like Christmas, yeah? This isn't the Grinch. This is Tom Lehrer, who's not the Grinch.
Who's a white Grinch.
He is white rather than green. That is correct fact about Tom Lehrer.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 360 of war. Relations, sparing no expense'll send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to a sleigh bells jingle. Hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Don't stand underneath when they fly by. Why not?
What if it's an aeroplane?
Well, it's reindeer, flying reindeer, and they've just been eating lots of carrots. So I'm guessing they wanted to do some poos. So we shouldn't stand underneath the reindeer when they fly by, yeah.
So, like, it's going to have some droppings.
Yeah, that would be bad, wouldn't it? If reindeer poo landed on
droppings.
You.
Ugh.
So Tom Lehrer doesn't like Christmas, yeah?
No.
He thinks it's too commercial. That's his... Do you think Christmas has got too commercial?
Yeah.
You've been listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge Radio. I'm James. You can find out more about Centuries of Sound and our mixes for every year of recorded sound at centuriesofsound.com. You can contact me by searching on social media wherever you like, or you can just find me at james@centuriesofsound.com. And we also have our guest today, my son Theo.
Hello.
Do you have any Christmas message for the listeners of Cambridge Radio this year?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year, because we won't see you until the New Year. Yeah, that's true. Let's play out tonight with a Christmas classic. This is a Christmas classic, but played by a different artist than you might be used to. This is a version of White Christmas by Emil Ford and the Checkmates. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'll see you next year.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know. The treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. Days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the Checkmates and myself to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.